This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Journey for Meditation Plus on January 28th. So as we begin, just take a deep breath and notice how that feels as it enters your body. The breath is that way that we bring in and interact with the outside world and with the outside energies. And the other day we were talking about energy, about frequency, about vibration. And today I'd like to talk about how the body experiences energy. Because paying attention to how your body experiences energy is really important and allows for you to become aware of the way in which your body can actually guide you through the day and your body's experience of energy through the day. And I've said this before, probably many times, it's not something that is new, but as you breathe in, you do breathe in that frequency that is available to you in this moment. And it truly is, if we think of it this way, it truly is the breath of God, because it is what keeps us alive without us having to do a single thing, without us having to direct it, control it, decide what it needs to do. It's there, and it's there for us in every single moment. When we start to allow our body to become more familiar with energy, familiar with how we're experiencing energy through the day, we notice all sorts of things. We notice that sometimes we feel perhaps agitated. Sometimes maybe we feel tension in different parts of our body. Sometimes we feel a sense of energy moving, perhaps as excitement or as joy. Sometimes we feel energy as just simply a sensation of something moving within us. Sometimes there's something that really calls to our attention. And as we pay attention to how our body experiences energy through the day, there's a dialogue, there is an interaction that's taking place if we pay attention to it. During the time of meditation, those very same experiences of energy take place. Sometimes it is something that is there for us to receive, a new frequency, a new vibration of energy that will open up new aspects of ourself to ourself. Something new to become aware of and to have access to within our life. And it's those times that are, I think, particularly important, particularly worthy of paying attention to. Because as we allow ourselves to connect with those new frequencies, then we can start to discover what it is that they're bringing to us. When we don't pay attention to the experience of energy in our own body, it's as if we're turning our back on all the communication, all of the input, all of the understanding that's available to us. And wouldn't we be foolish to turn our backs on that? But it is our body that experiences that energy. When we walk into a situation and our bodies are, and our body starts to feel a certain way, uncomfortable, very comfortable, held back, hot, cold, pleased, all those things really end up being a body sensation first. And it's the body sensation is the experience of energy. So as we experience that energy, we can take a moment to then reflect on, what is it that's happening here? What is it that I'm needing to become aware of? Is there something I'm needing to do? Is there something I'm needing to say? Perhaps there's something I'm needing to do differently than what I was intending to do. So the experience of energy in your physical body is an incredible opportunity to receive our own inner guidance, our own direction. It's also the opportunity to receive our own potential. Our potential lies in the connecting with, the receiving, and then the unlocking of new frequencies of energy within our own body. That's where our potential lies. It's not in turning our backs on that. It's not in trying to figure out what it is we need to do. It is in receiving what makes itself available to you. That's quite a remarkable thing to consider. There's nothing in a way that you need to do except to receive. And as you receive, alongside of that is the ability to decode what it is we're receiving. That's not available necessarily right away. We have to, as we receive that energy, we have to make ourselves available to it. We have to, we have to ask ourselves the questions about that energy and what it is that we're receiving, and allow it to begin to show us what is new in that day. There are times when I have received something new in energy, and I start to notice how that's moving in my life by things that come to me, situations, people, but sometimes it's in a different way of thinking. And I'll notice that, oh, wait a minute, I've never really looked at this situation in my life in this way. Something new has made itself available to me. And with that, I feel such, I really feel such joy, such gratitude, because it's the gift. It's the way that the universe interacts with me. It's the way that presence offers something to me. So in this time of the meditation, just simply notice what it is that you're experiencing in your own physical body. Your physical body is the vehicle for receiving the energies, and it's the vehicle for expression in the world. Action comes after receiving. If we act without receiving, if we act without that inner connection, without that lining up, which is really what alignment is, then we're kind of lost. We don't know where we are or what we need to be doing. So let all of that go and pay attention to what it is that you're receiving. At the end of the meditation time, I'll let you know that it's complete. So let's all go inside. This is complete. Open your eyes. Notice how your body's feeling right now. And if you're listening to this recording, it's a good idea to stand and stretch and let the energy settle in your body and then make some notes about what you've experienced, what you're aware of now. And until next time, this is Laurie.